Victory Monday, nice to kind of get that off, even though you're talking to us?
It is nice to have a Victory Monday. Hopefully we have a few more of those down the road. A lot of guys still came in today, even though the day was off, and it says a lot about the guys on our team, the character of the guys. They don't want to change the routine that we're in. A lot of guys in the weight room, a lot of guys studying film and still trying to find ways to get better.
Coach emphasized just how professional this team is.
They are professionals. Guys understand that each and every day you have to be focused, stay away from distractions. The little things are separating us from being, you know, a really, really good football team. And just looking at the film, evaluating each other, we still haven't played our best football game yet. And I think that's something for us to shoot for. Just strive to have a very, very good football team, a football game.
I know you weren't here when the Titans-Ravens rivalry was at its most animus, but do you hear stories about how it used to be? Do you guys tell the war tales? And
we haven't heard too many stories, but Coach Fisher has made it clear that these two organizations really do bump heads a lot. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a great week of preparation, and it should be a good football game up in Baltimore.
What did he tell you about that as far as the history of his team?
Well, he didn't really go into too many details about the history. He made it obvious that it should be a physical football team, a physical football game, and we got to go out and practice hard this week and go out and beat them in a very hostile environment up in Baltimore.
You played him, I guess, as a member of Colton on the playoffs,
right,
as well. I mean, what's history proven to you in having to face a Ravens?
A physical football game. They play very, very hard football on the defense side of the ball. Offensively, they don't do a whole lot of things too flashy. They're going to try to hit you in the mouth and pound the ball down your throat. So they've always had solid running backs. So I don't expect too much different from their approach.
Were you maybe wearing that helmet the last time you were part of a losing team in September?
Wearing this helmet? Oh, nah, not at all.
When did you lose?
In September.
When was the last time you lost a September game?
I can't remember. Been winning in September.
Well, you lost a couple here, but you had...
What's your question?
You had lost last September several times with the Colts, and now you've got one here. How much of that a foundation kind of built?
Had not lost in September.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, you did
okay.
Not lie in Indianapolis, and now you're doing it here.
Well, it's a good feeling, you know, to be winning early on. I see what you're saying. Hopefully that can continue the second quarter and continue the streak. But I think it's just not looking too far ahead. You know, I was speaking to some guys in the locker room today, just taking them one game at a time, one week at a time, because I've been in situations where you've been on that run and you can look too far ahead and kind of lose sight of taking care of the task at hand. So.
Is it a completely different thing, though, to kind of set yourself up to be chased instead of setting yourself up where you're
going? It is a different approach. I think it's imperative as a team that we just continue to listen to Coach Fisher's voice. There'll be a lot of potential distractions, more media coverage. I think the city paper said today, when will the Titans lose? Or, you know, there was a poll, you know, saying who was going to beat the Titans. So it's a lot of things that could potentially distract you, but you just want to focus on what our coaches are doing and not look too far ahead, take it one game at a time.
David, the last question Kyle had to answer yesterday was somebody came in and said that Gus Frat had accused that of being a dirty hit. Have you seen the play? And is that maybe just people don't know what to do with Kyle Vannevar, so maybe calling him a dirty player might be one other way to go about it?
It clearly wasn't a dirty play. I've seen it on film. It definitely wasn't a late hit, and it wasn't below the knees. Kyle hit him right in the midsection, right in his thighs. Clean hit. You know, unfortunately, the referee made the call the way he did, but it was not a legal play, and Kyle is not a dirty player. You know, he plays relentless and aggressive, which, you know, some offensive guys may be a little passive to that type of play.
David, how much fun as a linebacker is it to play behind this front four?
Extremely fun. It makes our job a lot easier. You know, a lot of tackles they make behind the line of scrimmage before linebackers can come up and make those plays, and it's just exciting to see our defensive line just dominate the line of scrimmage each and every week, and they take a lot of pride in doing that.
Did I see you guys go 4-4 at some point in this game?
Yes, we did. We do that in certain situations when the offense may bring in, you know, three tight ends or two tight ends and two running back sets.
I think it was the second play of the game, though.
Yes.
Pretty unusual, wasn't it?
Well, it depends on the personnel that the offense presents. And at that particular play, they had three tight ends in the game, so they're more designed to pound you, and we may bring in an extra linebacker, take out one of the guys in the back end in the secondary just to give us a better matchup in that particular scheme.
David, Coach Fisher is so subdued, like on these Mondays, he has 4-0, and sometimes it's harder to tell
he's excited, no question. You were 4-0. We're off to a very good start. But at the same time, you know, he has to stay even keel. Don't get too anxious about what we've already accomplished. I think it's important that we just stay humble, you know, not feel like we're the best team in the NFL, because we still, you know, haven't, you know, proven ourselves to be one of those elite teams yet. We still have a ways to go. It's still early in the year, and we just still have to take it one game at a time.
How quickly does he kick into the negative stuff and that post-game talk? I mean, I'm sure he says some nice things at the beginning, but does he try to point out the...
Reality, yeah, there is a perception that we had this great game and the defense played lights out football, but the reality is we really didn't. You know, there were a lot of plays where we didn't control the line of scrimmage the way we wanted to. Our gap integrity wasn't there on each and every play. We had a few mental assignments where it worked out in our favor. Gus just didn't find the open receiver. And those things like that can't happen if we want to be a championship football team.
Driving over here, one of the guys on ESPN Radio said they're going to have Kerry Collins on tomorrow, who's the quarterback of the best 4-0 team nobody's talking about. Coach Fisher said that those kind of things didn't really matter to you guys as players. Do you kind of wish you were getting a little more pop? Because last week the guys stood up there and said that they weren't even showing your highlights on the Sunday night game. Do you guys feel like you're getting
more? Yeah, we do get overlooked. We're okay with that, though. We're not screaming for accolades. We're not looking for a whole lot of glory. Kerry Collins, you know, his name is being mentioned. You know, if it's not, that's great. Either way, we're fine. We're content with, you know, just being who we are. And a lot of times we're under the radar, and we're okay with that. We're just going to go about our business as usual.
What do you do when this team has played well in an underdog kind of role? What do you do now where you're, at least on paper, you're not the underdog, even if you pretend to be?
Well, yes, we have been the underdog, and even this past week I think we were picked to lose the game against the Vikings. We're okay with that. I think a lot of teams would just establish a little more respect for how we play and the things we put on film. You know, your play speaks for itself, and you have to respect any team in the NFL. You know, whether it's a team that's playing extremely well, even a team that may not be playing well, any given Sunday, you know, it's tough to get a win, and right now we've been winning, and we're going to enjoy it.
Can you talk about how you guys have played off of it? I'm sure you have played off of the underdog role.
I think it does leave a little chip on your shoulder, maybe, you know, for some players. Knowing that no one picks you to win, you know, may give you a little extra edge and trying to go out and prove yourself. But at the same time, you know, you still have to be a pro. You know, whether you're underdog or pick to win, you have to prepare yourself to go out and win. And the team that plays the most consistently for 60 minutes most of the time wins the game.
David, one of the things, you got the perspective of having been on winning teams in Indianapolis, and obviously this team is built quite differently than those were, but what's the capability? What do you feel like is the capability of this team compared to what some of those teams were able to accomplish with some deep playoff runs?
Well, I definitely see similar characteristics in both teams, and I think it starts with our coaching staff. Having those guys, the coaching staff really understands the mentality the team needs to have, and I'm just preparing each other, preparing the players each and every week with assignments, the schemes. We have a great offensive scheme every week and a great defensive game plan every week, and then getting guys to go out and execute the game plan and expecting to win. And I think Coach Fisher does a good job of relaying that message of what we expect to do each and every week. And I'm just limiting the distractions around the organization, and I think Coach Fisher, you know, does a great job of that. And the talent that we have on our team is clearly there.
When did the expecting to win mentality arrive? Because you've been here for 3 years now, and when you first got here, this wasn't a very good football team.
I think as a player, you have to have confidence in your abilities. You never want to go out thinking you're going to lose. So I think now it's just the camaraderie on the team is that we expect to win. You know, we expect to go out and come back if we need to, or stay ahead if we're ahead. Defensively, we take a lot of pride in going out playing physical, dominant football. And that's just something that's carrying over, not only on the defense, but on the offense and the special teams. And it's making us just a much more well-balanced football team.
People always talk about the challenge for a team that plays on Monday night the next week. What's it like for you guys to prepare for the team that's playing on Monday night?
Well, we get a chance to watch them live in action and color tonight on TV. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to come from a Monday night game and play on Sunday. I'm going to make sure week of preparation just a little shorter, but you have to be a pro. Those are things that you have to deal with. And we have a Thursday night game, you know, after a Sunday. So it's one of those things you just have to be able to adjust and play with.
You were in chase mode the last 2 years, and as you guys keep winning, how much pressure are the Colts and Jags feeling now that you guys go 1-0, 2-0, 3-0? 4-0.
Well, it's good to be on this end of the bargain, you know, to be up and knowing that teams have to hope that you lose and try to catch you if they can mentality. It's a good situation to be in, and you just want to continue doing the things that we've been doing and hope that, you know, we can stay in a position where they have to continue to try to chase. And it'll create a good situation for you in the latter part of the season for our team if things continue to go as they are going. And it gives you a chance just to breathe a little bit and be in a good situation and a good fit for hopefully postseason play.
Anything else? Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
All right.